As you walk this route, you'll quickly realize that water is ever-present, accompanying you along the way in forms of streams, springs, watering places, and lush, cool valleys. But there are also elements of great ethnographic value along this route, such as the traditional choza, or hut built of dry stone, i.e. without cement or mortar. There are many of these huts in Lumbrales and other villages in the region, and they serve a variety of functions, from providing shelter for people and small livestock to serving as guard posts. They usually have circular or oval floor plans, and the roofs, in the form of gorbal arches, are fashioned from stones placed one on top of the other. The roofs are generally covered with earth. Although normally about 3 or 4 meters in diameter, there are some huts measuring up to 10 meters, and there are even some with 2 spaces or rooms. Next to this hut is a watering place with several troughs to water the livestock. The water comes from an excavated fountain, which you'll see a little further ahead on the route. This area, where the hut and the watering trough are located, can be characterized as scrubland, which is covered with broom, lavender and thyme. From here, you can see the trees lining the Arroyo del Pinar, poplar, ash, willow and osier trees. The orchards, vineyards and fruit trees on the first part of the route gradually give way to the pastures and farmland dotted with ash, oak and home oak trees, along with bramble and broom. The trail finally opens out into a large valley whose meadows are used by several sheep and cattle farms belonging to the villagers. Revel in the beauty of the natural environment on this route.